James B. Stewart writes the Common Sense column in the Saturday Business Day section of the New York Times, and he joins us on Fridays here on WQXR to discuss matters of economy. Still at the center of troubles in the Eurozone is Greece, and the struggles to untie its Gordian knot of stagnant markets and huge debt continue. If Greece is the most troubled country in Euroland, the country with the most power to help, or at least to wield in this situation, is Germany. Jim, the Greek people have finally voted to have its leaders work to resolve the crisis with help from other countries and by compromising on some of its demands. Germany, though, doesn't seem as willing to help provide stimulus, and it's making progress difficult. Why is Germany behaving this way, and are they, in fact, doing the right thing?
With everyone asking them to stimulate, I kind of wonder, well, what is the German answer to all this? And they do have an answer. I mean, the Germans are not idiots. They read the same economic text that the rest of us do. They understand Keynesian economics. But their answer is really, look, we're the last AAA credit in Europe. And if we write a blank check for the rest of Europe, which is what everybody wants, then there goes our credit rating. And then all of Europe is potentially in the same crisis of soaring interest rates. But I think the main reason is Germany is looking at this in the long term and saying, look, we can't support all, we don't have the wherewithal to support all of Europe at these debt levels. And secondly, we can't just hand over our money without some political accountability in return.
If Germany's the key player in rescuing the Eurozone or making the situation worse, what are the consequences if Germany doesn't move then? Doesn't it just stagnate or push the euro even into a more dangerous situation? Something has to give somewhere.
Yes, there's a lot of risk here. And the Germans have, for all of their good intentions, they have been wrong about two things. First of all, even though the deficits have been cut in many of these southern European countries, the economies have collapsed so much faster that debt as a percentage of the gross domestic product has gone up. It wasn't supposed to do that. So they were wrong about that. And number two, they thought if these countries demonstrated fiscal discipline, their borrowing rates would go down. That hasn't happened either. They've gone up. So I think Germany has to face that the fact that two key prongs of their strategy are not working. Now, the risk is that Europe falls into an even deeper depression. That spills over into the rest of the world. And at some point, it begins to affect economies in Asia and certainly right here in the U.S.
Angela Merkel is pretty good at a particular kind of squeeze play. What is it that she does that she may have to do once again?
Well, she's very good. And one of the top economists in Germany and one of her advisors told me that, you know, she basically says, no, 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 no. And then she says yes. And I think we can all take some comfort from the fact that ultimately Germany is not going to let this European experiment fail. The goal of closer economic, political, and fiscal union in Europe has been the holy grail of German policy since World War II. That is a cherished dream. They've come a long way with the euro. They obviously still have a long way to go. They're not going to stop here. So ultimately, to the extent they can, the Germans tend to give in. But that means, I think, all we have to look forward to is more brinksmanship. Crisis, 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 crisis. And the hope really is that somehow they will all muddle through. And meanwhile, Asia will keep growing. The U.S. economy will keep growing and will start putting up more demand. And finally, these southern European economies will turn around.
James B. Stewart writes the Common Sense column in the Saturday Business Day section of the New York Times. And he joins us each week here on WQXR to discuss matters of economy.